Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and you can contact me anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. We're here every Saturday morning, and as always, I like to thank Mr. John McKay for the radio station for working to make this happen. McKay, how's the week been for you?
Well, hasn't been too hot, hasn't been too cold. It's been just right.
It's a great time of year.
Just like the porridge.
Absolutely. I mean, those temperatures have just been, it doesn't get much better than, you know, upper 70s, lower 80s, and the wind calmed down a little bit there, and yeah, I agree. As far as real estate goes, this is when I like to be out showing houses, and it's and the market reflects that. You know, we've been talking about this time of year and what happens, and plus the weather was nice, but there's also a buzz in the air with kids getting ready to get out of school, and you can feel it. I know, McKay. I can tell by the look on your face over there.
Graduation.
So. Yep, graduation. So definitely a lot of excitement out there. One of the things we like to do is take a look at what's happening in the local market, and we've been projecting this to be the case, and that is we are finally getting a little bit of inventory relief, meaning we had been in the 400s for so long, which just wasn't really sustainable and made it very, very difficult on the buyer side of things, and that inventory is now creeped back up to active homes on the market now running just over 650. So over the course of the last couple of weeks and the summer inventory, new things getting put on the market, we've seen that inventory headed in a direction that I think creates, you know, a much closer to stable environment and market.
Yes.
So buyers that have been on the sidelines out there that have thought about purchasing but got beaten out on too many multiple offers, not a bad time to go to kenmoreteam.com, give us a ring, and see what else we can do for you. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. And so last week, a lot of things in the news. Anybody that's a tennis fan out there, French Open news coming. And so courtesy of our own Mr. John McKay, he sends me a house listing for the radio show, doing my job for me. I love it. And he had come across a news story that Chris Evert, going back to the day there in the tennis world, had put her estate in Boca Raton. She runs a tennis academy out there. Had put her estate on the market. And I see why this caught John's eye. This place is absolutely incredible. In fact, you would expect Chris Evert to have, number one, what would you expect her to have at her home, McKay?
A racquetball court? No, a tennis court.
A tennis court, for sure. So not only is there a tennis court, but there's also a pool. There is also a par three golf hole. Has its own bunkers and sand traps. So she has her own par three golf hole, swimming pool, soccer field.
Wow.
9-car garage. And 2 guest houses. So I think between, you know, professional tennis and running her academy, it looks like she did okay. So that property on the market for $4.9 million, but it is
a 9-car garage.
It is an absolutely incredible, incredible
property.
Honey, go
clean the garage. Okay, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she might have some peoples for that, McKay.
She's got people.
So there you have it on that. Now, so I don't forget, because a lot of times we roll into our topic for the day, and I don't always get to that, but one of the things I mentioned is that we have a little bit of an increase in inventory, which has given buyers, we have had a record number of buyer contracts the last 2 weeks as more properties became available. But there's some options out there, and we've got some great ones that are on the market now. Mm-hmm. Pick number one out in Badger Canyon, 93121 East Badger Road. I have got out there what we listed, and that's an updated four-bedroom, three-bath home that's on 4.6 acres in Badger Canyon. 3,500 square feet, big oversized living room with vaulted ceilings and wood beams. You've got a huge kitchen with tons of storage space, granite, wood floors. You've got a private master suite, dual closets, attached bath, daylight basement for those big gatherings when you're entertaining. Absolutely incredible property on acreage with a 30 by 60 shop, and that's priced at $479,000.
Wow.
So great, great opportunity there. Pick number two in Richland, 483 Amy Drive. Now, this is a South Richland location, four bedroom, three bath with a den. It's a Rambler, so all on one level, 2,100 square feet. Absolutely beautiful wood flooring throughout the main living areas, granite counters throughout, split bedroom design. You've got a big kitchen with the granite counters, breakfast bar, stainless steel appliances, just a super solid property, and that's priced at $399,900. And then
that's
pick,
not bad.
And then pick number three, up near the Meadow Springs Golf Course, you've got a three-bedroom, two-bath, 605 Patricia Court. This is also a Rambler in a cul-de-sac location. And you've got vaulted ceilings here, formal dining room, new exterior paint, very, very well-maintained property, big master suite. All the bedrooms have large windows and window seats. Great, great property. Very, very close to the golf course. Very close to shopping. Just awesome location there off of Gage in the Meadows East. And that's priced at $285,000.
Wow.
So where we were struggling a little bit before, the market's kind of opening up a little bit there. And we're seeing some options. And we're having a lot of people get a hold of us to take advantage of those options. So one of the things we always like to do when we kind of get into the nuts and bolts of our real estate topic each week is we take a look at what's going on in the market, and then we bring that to the listeners and kind of delve into that topic. Well, I happened to read an article in Inman News this last week written by a great agent over in Portland, Deborah Nolan. And in that article, she had the headline caught my eye, and so I started talking with my agents in the office about it. And it was kind of a peer-to-peer industry article, and it said five things that real estate agents should never say to clients. And so it caught my eye, and so we went through that information. Then I met with my agents, and we brainstormed some other topics that go along with that. But it was very, very relevant information, and I thought it made for a great point to present to people to say, why would I not want my agent to say that to me? Or why would the agent not want to do that? So that they could kind of see the flip side, the other side of the coin about what happens in that industry. So number one, and I had to laugh when I read this, is number one that they hear a lot of agents or people say when they're selling that we actually believe is a little bit ridiculous. But you'll see or you'll hear an agent say, man, this is the property for you. Guaranteed you will gain equity in the next couple years. McKay's laughing already.
Well, regardless, I don't think you can, you don't know what's going to happen. What if all of a sudden they change the zoning laws and a third of a mile away they put in another arterial?
Absolutely. And so McKay brings up some great points on why you can't really make that claim. And the key word there is guaranteed. But sometimes you'll run into that overzealous salesperson or or somebody that's just, you know, in my mind, pushing a little too hard there in that aspect with just negligent statements like this. And McKay's point is great. Is, I mean, it wasn't too long ago when we could look back and we could see massive employers in our areas that maybe did layoffs. We could see national financial regulations that greatly impact local values when the rest of the country, what happened in the rest of the country, it affected the Tri-Cities, not as drastically as it did those other areas, but those things do have a dramatic effect. So a better approach in that situation is to sit down with your agent and look at the historical returns. Look at what property has done in the past in the Tri-Cities. And I would caution a lot of people to look further back than the last 3 years, because if statistically you look at those charts, we've had a little bit of an anomaly where, yes, it has been really, really amazing for property values. But people also tend to develop short memories.
Yes.
And so if we're considering that as the norm or the standard, I think you can get into trouble. Theoretically, you know, historically, we have always told clients, you know, when you're making a decision to purchase a home in the Tri-Cities, we've always told clients, you really want to think about this purchase, because just to kind of break even on your selling costs and taxes and everything, you want to make sure that you have been in that house for 3 to 5 years to have enough equity even to make a move. Now, if you told an agent that started 3 years ago in the Tri-Cities, hasn't been here before that, all they've ever known is 11%, you know, appreciation the last 3 years, that agent might sit in here in the studio with us, McKay, and think we're crazy. We're just old and we don't know any better. Because they're like, I can sell somebody a house and a year and a half later, I can resell it and cover their costs. Well, that's historically not normal. So to say something like guaranteed or I can do that, it's a negligent statement. Go to the historical values, do some research, look at that with your agent, and then use that information to make a decision. So that is the number one thing that we looked at. The second statement that we will many, many times hear is a client will say they will be showing and looking at a house and there will be vacant land behind them. And they'll say, well, what is going to go in that vacant land? And invariably you'll get an inexperienced agent or somebody that will say, oh, well, that's a farm field. So that's just always going to be crops, you know, no neighbors behind you. Not a problem at all. When you can't control that. And even if it's currently zoned a certain way, you have to educate a client about what the possibilities are. And more importantly, give them the resources to understand that process. I've seen residential pieces change to commercial zoning, you know, 2 or 3 years later. You know, I've seen special use permits granted. I've seen people violate the current zoning. And so when there is vacant areas behind a property that you're looking at, yes, there are massive, massive benefits to having that set up and not having a neighbor behind you. But you have to really think about the possibilities of what could happen. And it's highly, highly unlikely that your agent knows what that is. They might have an idea. They might have heard some information about it. But you really need to dig into the research with that. Like, what do the surrounding neighbors know? What is that current property owner that owns that property? What are their plans with that? What is the city likely to do in the event of a request to change zoning or change something? So a lot of different factors to look at that with property behind you. And I've bought property like that before, and I've had it go both ways, you know, over the course of numerous years. Sometimes it's worked out really, really fantastic for us. And other times you have a private backyard and 4 years later, there's 3 two-story houses right behind you and they all look right down into your yard. So, you know, it can really go either way, and you just have to be prepared for what that could possibly be. Today, folks, we are going over statements that your agent should never be saying to you as a client. We've gone over some properties that are available for sale and a couple of those. When we come back from the break, we're going to look at the next three big statements and inherently what's a better way of doing business.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about a local topic. It was really interesting over the course of the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I had ran across some other veteran agents in the market, and they said, Lance, they shook their head and said, who's training the agents out here that I'm running into? They were just highly disappointed. And so I said, you know what? I know what you're talking about. So I did some research for the show, and I said, gosh, that'll make a great radio show. And mainly just like the things you don't want to hear from your agent. And if you are, you might have some questions or need to know why. And so kind of presenting a different perspective of some items that we feel you should not be saying to clients and why not. And so we went over two of those before the break. The third one that I had written down that you don't want to hear on the list, or you might raise your eyebrows about a little bit, comes up as if you happen to hear, you know what? This is a brand new construction house. Save yourself the money. Or there was a pre-inspection done on this house. You know, save yourself the money. An inspection shouldn't be necessary on the home.
Ooh.
So, McKay, literally, if you hear me say that, just back over me with the truck. and so, because something's gone wrong in my brain, take me to the hospital. I'm sick. I'm not sure. But one of the things that happens, and sometimes some people might even tell you, or they might even say the phrase in this industry, well, that's common, you know, or that's just kind of the case. It really just isn't our standard operating procedure. Even with new construction homes, there are things that can get missed. There are things that can happen. And people, mm-hmm. you know, I look back and I think of numerous ones where there was brand new construction homes. And for instance, the plumbing didn't line up correctly for the bathroom. So instead of rerouting properly, they just cut through the floor joists, like literally like the full-on single one-run supported floor joist. Instead, they just cut a notch out of it and ran the piping and set the toilet there. That's one good example. Another great example is another new construction one that I was on before. The gas fittings to the gas furnace were loose. They had hand tightened them, but had not come on and sealed them up. So when the home inspector was doing the final inspection and re-inspection 5 or 6 days before moving in, opens up the attic, terrible gas smell, huge gas leak in the attic.
Wow.
If those type of things aren't happening, then that stuff is not being checked before occupancy. And so some of those are safety issues, and some of those are construction issues. And it's kind of your last line of defense, double and triple check before you move in what likely is the biggest financial asset or transaction you're ever going to own.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had home inspectors on the show, but it was worthy of being in here. Also, in a very, very hot market like we've had the last 8 months with multiple offers, many buyers are tempted to forego the inspection to make their offer look better.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why a buyer would be led down the path to think about that, but that's a very unique situation for a specific buyer and not the normal recommendation that you likely want to be hearing. If that is the case, then a buyer wants to do that, that's a personal choice that that buyer can make. But I feel like they should know all of the facts. And in fact, our personal policy is if a buyer doesn't want to do that, we have a special disclaimer form that they file, signed saying we recommend it against this. Just be we feel covering that strong. Bases. We feel that strongly about it. So that's another one of those catchphrases that is kind of raised your eyebrows a little bit. The next one that I put down on the list, and people might think this is interesting to hear this, you know, from me as an agent, and we deal with contracts, and we're trained in our contracts, and we know the contracts very well. But occasionally you'll hear something like, should I have this reviewed by my attorney? And you'll hear, no, you know what? No need to call an attorney. Or there's a special clause that you're not familiar with and you want to know the legal ramifications of that. You'll hear people say, oh, you know what? I do this all the time. No need to run it by your attorney. Holy Hannah, Katie bar the door, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call that. Absolutely. By all means, if there's a section of that contract that somebody is not comfortable with, we have a lot of amazing attorneys in town that can review those contracts. And a lot of times I think people are afraid of that. I don't know why. Maybe they've had a bad experience. Maybe it's the cost. But I'll tell you what, I have a lot of faith in our statewide forms and contracts. And I would say over the course of the last 3 years, I've had 6 or 7 different instances where clients have taken those complete contracts, had their attorneys review them. And very, very rarely do we come back with any major changes, meaning they're usually just double checking that those contingencies are in there. And so I love that. And a couple of the times, some of the changes they made were really, really aggressive for their client who's hired them to do that, that we can't do because our license as real estate agents don't allow us to make those interpretations or to make those changes.
You're not an attorney.
We're not an attorney. We can't do it. It's the practice of law. You know, we are trained specifically on our forms that another attorney has drafted and reviewed. We can help with the filling out of those forms and the negotiating, but not drafting new contractual language. So actually, every time I get those back, I get a real kick out of it because I'm kind of nerdy about contract stuff. And so when I see that stuff written, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I can't do that, but I really see your intent in what you were doing here. So that's just another one of those catchphrases that we watch out for, that we look for, and that we're going after. The last thing that I wrote down, you know, on this topic that I hear and that I find out is many, many times I'll hear somebody say, you know what? Don't even write it. It's a waste of my seller's time. We're not even going to look at the offer. Well, I hate to tell you, but that's actually a violation. So if you hear a real estate agent say that, a real estate agent is obligated by agency law to present all written offers. So if there's a client that does want to write an offer, even if the other agent says it's under contract, even if the other agent says that they'll never take that amount, if a written contract is placed in front of that agent, they have an obligation, a legal obligation, to present it to their client. So
regardless of whether it's ridiculous or not.
Whether it's ridiculous or not, it is very, very clear and stipulated in our agency law. So a lot of times, you know, we have our standard responses because I get the other side of the coin. There might be a seller that says, you know, hey, I'm listed at 200. I'm not going to take anything, you know, below 200. So if stuff comes in and it's, you know, 100, that just irritates me. I, you know, get all worked up. I don't want to see it. Well, that's not really a decision they get to make because then, you know, where's the cutoff on that? Yeah. What if someone starts using their own discretion and not the client's, you know, wishes? And so one of the things that we do is we just tell people, we're like, hey, if you get that written down and you get that signed, that is contractually obligated then in the state of Washington that we get that presented to the seller. So if we give that to the other agent, they're required to make that presentation. So another one of those phrases that we never want to hear being said to clients. And so those were just some of the fun ones that we picked out and that we pulled out of some research and some articles. Thanks to Deborah Nolan over there in Portland, who had written an article that started that. We added a couple of our own to that from our office. And I think it's just good for people to know the type of professionalism that they should be expecting. And as much as it's great to do a radio show about what you should be hearing and doing, I think sometimes we can learn just as much from what you should not be hearing. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any questions about topics like this or what's going on with new inventory in the market, please go to kenmoreteam.com and shoot us a message. We can't thank you enough for all of your referrals. I was doing some forecasting and projecting, and with the way the market's been and the great referrals we've gotten from radio, we're trending. Last year was an amazing year, and we're trending ahead of schedule for this year also. So
very good.
Thank you to everyone and your support of the Kenmore team there. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.